SO Love Train. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday. Today's Sunday, May the 19th. Today's topic is going to be about standards in a relationship. So many different people have certain standards in a relationship, and they expect one person to be a certain type of way and the other person to be a certain type of way, when neither one of the parties are looking at the big picture of what you expect from the relationship in order for it to be the way that it's supposed to be. A lot of people are dating now because and there's nothing wrong with it. Single people, married people, whatever. When it comes down to your dating and having standards in a relationship amongst each other, I'm gonna tell you something. You gotta be straightforward, and you gotta let that person know what you expect from that person. Case in point, with the point of single people. People, when I was dating or whatever the case may be, it was just like you expected that person to do the right thing. Nowadays, you got to really sit people down and tell them what you expect for them to do and what you expect for them not to do. With that being said, or what that person's intentions is for you. When we were coming up, we was brought up to the point, like, if you was a girl, the guy used to go and talk to the parents and say, what is your intentions on my daughter, or whatever the case may be. Nowadays, it's like, you know, fly by night, whatever, whichever way the wind is blowing, I guess. I don't know. There's just so many different people that don't realize that you really have to sit down and have a legitimate, grown, heart-to-heart conversation with a person, especially when you get to the point of dating. It's crazy that it's like that. You even have to do that when you're married, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you expect of that person. A lot of times, you know, you can set goals when you're married, and you expect that person to follow those goals. And sometimes life happens, you know, and people tend to do other things or whatever the case may be. But when you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, you set goals and you set standards and you set boundaries, and you have an understanding about what it is that you want to receive from each other. I guess we get so caught up on the point of just going with the flow and how our grandparents and great-grandparents did, or what we know from other past relationships, and expecting people to do the same thing what we have experienced, and not being able to sit down and talk to that person and say, well, hey, this is what I would like to have received from you. This is what I would like to do, or this is what I would like to build on on this relationship, and so forth and so on, even to the down to the point of dating. It first came out probably about maybe a year ago or something. People started talking about, you know, some of the women didn't want to go on certain dates with guys if they were taking them to certain restaurants and stuff and so forth, or whatever the case may be. And it was always, and really, to be honest with you, a lot of times when you don't know who you are and you're not sufficing who you are and what you have going on, you tend to just sponge off of other people and expect them other people to just like wine and dine you. I tell people all the time, like, hey, listen, I look at things, even though I'm a woman, I still expect for a man to be a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to be courteous, and I want to be courteous to that person too as well. But what I'm saying is, like, my thought process of the point of a man being able to be the provider in a relationship, or taking a person out to eat, a lot of these women just feel as if, hey, listen, you know, I'm allowing you to take me out to eat, you know, and you should be paying for everything. And they don't look at the point that, you know what I'm saying, these men are working just as well as they are working, and they would like to be taken out to eat as well. I have sons, and I look at things differently. Even if I had a daughter, it would be the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess because to the point that you want things to be more balanced, or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people don't tend to look at things in a balanced standpoint. They look at it to the point, hey, give me, give me, give me, and I should receive, 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 and not be willing to give what they're asking for, or they're not being able to provide what they're asking for from another person. That's why a lot of these men out here are, you know, tending to go astray and go to other cultures and be with other, you know, nationalities and stuff like that, because they get to a place where, hey, listen, I done tried this over and over again. And with these women, and especially in the black culture, that's what I'm talking about, like in the black culture, that they, a lot of the black women push the men off because they expect these men to do stuff that they're not willing to do. And it's crazy. Like, does it make sense to ask somebody to do something that you're not willing to do? Now, I can see if it's to the point that you can't do it or whatever, but when it comes down to finances and stuff like that, even to the down to the point of loving and showing respect to one another. I see so many different women that be on there. A guy, matter of fact, a guy said a few months ago, like, hey, listen, lady, you've been twerking for 2 years and you still ain't got nobody. You just need to stop twerking. Like, it was a funny statement how he made it, but at the same time, he's telling the truth. Like, you're not getting no responses from it. You might get a like, you might get somebody sharing your picture, and so forth and so on, but that doesn't mean that person desire to be with you. They feel, a lot of the guys think that, hey, listen, she's loose and you know, she might not be straight up with me. She might get out there and receive attention from somebody else if I'm not able to give her that attention at that time and go on and be with somebody else. It's like, it's crazy that we don't look at, you know, things from a different perspective or put ourselves in somebody else's shoes in a relationship, women or men, regardless of what the situation is. Like, you know, expectations in a relationship, what you expect from a person, what you expect if you're dating somebody or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think it's to the point that we need to sit down and start dissecting the word of dating. Okay, if I'm dating you, or we dating exclusive, or whatever the case may be, I expect for you not to be going out here being with other people, because we're working on this foundation with ourselves to get to the point for us to be more, you know, more prominent in the relationship and for things to be more concrete. But at the same time, if you're not making no commitment with nobody, how can you expect for that person not to go and date somebody else or be, you know, getting to know somebody else? Like, you know, when you're dating, you're dating. Dating means, like, it ain't necessarily meaning that you got to go to the point of having multiple people that you're dating. A lot of guys look at it as if a woman's dating so many different men, or going out or receiving gifts or whatever the case from so many different men, that they necessarily got to be sleeping with them. That's not always the case. Some women have more respect for themselves. Now, the reason why I say that a lot of men be thinking that, because the simple fact is they're doing the same type of thing. You know, they getting out here and they want to say, well, I'm dating this person. You know, even down to the little black book effect. You know, we used to see that on television. Well, let me get to my little black book and see who I can call to go to chill and stuff like that. Now, men are nowadays, they get so upset. And even back then, they get so upset if a woman got a little black book. What if she got a little pink book and she got a number of guys' numbers in there? What if she don't want to settle down with anybody? Maybe she go out with this guy for adventure. Maybe she go out for this guy for conversation or so forth and so on. I just say, to the point, if you get to the point of dating somebody, be respectful to that person. Don't just get back and just assume that person is not dating somebody else or getting to know somebody else, because y'all are not married. You're not committed to one another or whatever. There's some different things when it comes down to a commitment or an exclusive way of being with that person. Like, a lot of different people don't think about these type of things when they're getting out here dating or whatever. The late Kevin Samuels used to talk about what a lot of men would be thinking and stuff like that then. And a lot of times when he used to talk about that stuff and how he used to bash women and what he thought that men would be thinking about these women, a lot of times that was true. A lot of women didn't want to accept it because the simple fact is that, hey, they feel like he was bashing and belittling. And in a way it was, but he was just giving us the truth about how some of these men think or whatever. A lot of men don't want to be straight up and honest. They like to backbite and pretend like they know what it is that they want, but then they said they can have a whole wife at home or whatever in a family. But then they still want this dirty foot that's down here that could do strange things for a little change. I'm just being transparent and being straight up and honest or whatever. A lot of times when these women at home or the wives at home don't do or give that man that type of attention or whatever the case may be, they tend to just stray off and go and be with other women or try to see what else is out there. I always say, like, listen, if you're doing what you're supposed to do at home, and you're working on that foundation, you're dating one another, you are exclusive, you have that common ground and that common understanding, you don't have time to entertain somebody else, you know, when you're in a relationship or a committed relationship, or even when you're married. Now, there's a different things when you are dating and so forth and so on, but a lot of people don't look at that because the simple fact is, as soon as they started dating somebody, a lot of women, us women, that's what we think. We're like, well, hey, I'm dating you and I'm giving you my time, so I expect for you not to be dating everybody else. No, ladies, we have to get out of that type of mindset. You have to start looking at it to the point that, listen, if you don't sit down and have no grown conversation, no upfront conversation about certain things, or even just ask them, hey, is there anybody else that you're talking to? Or whatever the case may be. Because a lot of times, you know, people don't like to reveal everything that's going on with them or whatever. And most times when they're doing things like that, they're tending to be in a committed relationship with you. Or whatever the case may be. So there's nothing wrong with asking a person, being straight up and asking a person. There's nothing wrong with telling that person that. It's all a point about setting boundaries and giving that point of giving each other respect and saying, well, hey, listen, I want to date you, but I don't want you to be dating anybody else. I don't want you to be going and spending time with nobody else. A lot of us get caught up in the realm of thinking that we're making people to be something that they're not. If they're dating, if you're taking out, you can go to the movies with somebody or whatever the case may be, one time that weekend. Maybe you might be going out for cocktails on Wednesday or something like that or whatever. And you get the guy messing around to see you out with somebody else, he should feel a certain type of way. But a lot of times, if you're not managing your emotions, because when you get to the point of you spending time with somebody or whatever, that closeness get there, and then you feel like it's, hey, listen, that's my girl, and I don't feel like that she should be talking to you. But if you have not made that commitment, how can you expect that? Today, a guy was talking about that on social media, the point that a lady that I follow, she was saying that, you know, why do guys get upset? This guy was on a date with this girl that he's been chilling with or whatever, but after the date, she was going to go be with somebody else, meaning like, not sexually, she was just going on another date with somebody else, and she told the guy whatever, and the guy was like kind of upset about it. But at the same time, like, but when men do things like this, or if women see men doing things like this, or whatever the case may be, women just have to suck it up. Like, I just say, you know, God, put your big panties on. Like, if you're not getting to the point of being committed to me, so why would you expect for me to just, you know, dumb down my existence and not to be able to enjoy life and get to know somebody else that's really wanting to get to the point of building with me if that's what I decide that I want to do? Women are looked at as whores if they get out to the point of dating multiple guys, but guys are looked at as, hey man, you know, they give them their props. You got this one, she bad, man. You, how many times this week you done been out, so forth and so on, and you know, other guys prop, you know, give them their prompts. But at the same time, when you get to a point of a certain age, that shit, that don't even look good. Especially with the point of you just jumping from one female or one male to, you know, vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, get yourself somewhere to sit down and be committed if that's what you want to do. If not, be straight up and point, hey, I'm just dating. I can remember one time I was dating some people some years back, many years back, or whatever the case may be. And this one person, she was just like so upset because I was going out with other people and stuff like that. But what the thing was, I was like, hey, I'm not in a relationship with nobody, so you can't get upset with me about it. I know we're not in a relationship, or whatever the case may be. But it was just, you know, different things, different experiences that you have with other people, and people should be okay with if a person decide to make their own decision. But it's up to you if you decide you want to do that. Some people say, well, hey, you allowed my feelings to get involved. You know, that's where we get to the point that each party should be able to manage their emotions, be able to manage their feelings and so forth and so on. Some people say, well, you just can't turn love off, or, you know, you can't love it, you can't turn the experience or the emotion that you may feel with somebody off just like that. No, you can't. Or whatever the case may be. That's why you have to keep yourself grounded and protected within the point of not to fall with that, and always telling yourself over and over again, hey, listen, we're not committed. We're not exclusive, or whatever the case might be. So it should be okay if that person goes and decide if they want to go out and chill and be with somebody else. What are some things that you have made a mistake on, or just assumed that things were the way that you wanted them to be, and after you found out that they were, and you feel like that person was cheating? A lot of times, people are not really necessarily cheating. It's just at the point that people are just out here dating, you know? A lot of times we don't think about these type of things, and we don't give ourselves enough encouragement and understanding to let people know, hey, listen, this is what I expect of you. This is what I don't want to do. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't nobody want to get out here and be sleeping with this person, that person, and passing on diseases and stuff. But we're not even talking about that. We're just talking about the point of dating somebody, getting to know somebody, talking to them on the phone, exchanging conversation, text message, going out on dates, you know, just going out to eat, maybe going hiking together, water rafting, whatever the case might be, just experiencing life together with somebody and different people. And we should be okay with that. A lot of us need to educate ourselves on the point of dating and being straight up and transparent with one another to let that person know, hey, listen, you know, I want to date you, but I don't want you to be dating everybody else or whatever, or vice versa. So with that being said, like, who are you dating? Are you being straight up with that person? Are you being transparent? Are you just going off of the assumption that that person is being straight up, being truthful to you when you're not even being committed? A lot of times we just assume that we're in a platonic relationship, or you know, a strong relationship, with the point of you being with that one particular person. In your mind, you're that way, but that other person's mind, it might not be that way. What do you think? You know, how do you deal with the point of dating somebody, especially at the point if they are dating multiple people? You know, it's just crazy that it's that way, but at the same time, we just gotta stop. We gotta educate ourselves a little bit more and manage our emotions and feelings a little bit more, because we won't just get to the point whenever we get surprised. Hey, I see so and so with so and so. You know, like a lot of people, if they see you having a good time with somebody, or whatever the case may be, you got these naysayers or people that's be out here, and they don't like to see other people happy or whatever. They're calling, give you drama about that person. I seen so-and-so with that person. You have to cut those type of people off, but hey, things like that do happen. And with that being said, if you got if you have your heart guarded and you are managing your emotions about certain things, then you won't have to worry about, you know, surprises of that nature, or whatever the case might be. A lot of people don't think about these type of things. They just go with the flow. And a lot of times going with the flow is what causes us the most pain. At the end of the day, that's what causes us the most pain. We got to learn how to date one another. We got to be straight up and transparent with each other, and so we can be able to understand that, you know, where we stand in a relationship with somebody, or where we stand with the experiences with that person. Being straight up is nothing wrong with that. Dating, hey, listen, be straight up with that person. Let that person know exactly what you expect for them, or and vice versa, so you won't get to the point of having these type of surprises, or get to the point of feeling bitter and upset because this person wasn't straight up with you, or they didn't feel like they needed to be straight up with you because you never asked, or the relationship was not as strong into the point of you spending the rest of your life with each other. You're not, y'all are not exclusive and so forth and so on. It's okay to start asking questions, especially when it comes down to dating or whatever the case might be. It's the different things between the point of dating and then you get to the point, you know, dating at a certain level. You know, maybe you need to start setting boundaries at certain levels of how you're dating and who you're dating and what you receive from that dating and what you're willing to give. That's just something for you guys to think about, dating. Like, what are some things that you have just assumed that they were when you realized that that person that you were with was dating somebody else? Were you wrong? Or was the other person wrong? Or whatever the case might be. My thing is, both parties are wrong, because the simple fact is you weren't straight up and transparent about you what you wanted to receive from that person. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Monday. This Sunday. It's going into Monday. May the 19th. Talking to you about dating. Y'all have a good night.